Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Good Night, Nobody by Jennifer Weiner, narrated by Johanna Parker and directed by A.J. Cermak. This book is copyrighted 2005 by Jennifer Weiner, Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 2005 by Recorded Books. The author opens this book with the following quotations. The first is from The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedan. Each suburban wife struggled with it alone. As she made the beds, shopped for groceries, matched slipcover material, ate peanut butter sandwiches with her children, chauffeured Cub Scouts and brownies, lay beside her husband at night, she was afraid to ask, even of herself, the silent question, "Is this all?" The next quotation is from Horton Hatches the Egg by Dr. Seuss. Sighed Maisie, a lazy bird hatching an egg. I'm tired and I'm bored, and I've kinks in my leg from sitting, just sitting here day after day. It's work, how I hate it, I'd much rather play. I'd take a vacation, fly off for a rest, if I could find someone to stay on my nest. If I could find someone, I'd fly away free. The final quotation that opens this book is from Smoke Rings by Laurie Anderson. Well, I had a dream, and in it I went to a little town, and all the girls in town were named Betty. And now, Good Night, Nobody.
Part 1. The Good Mother. Chapter 1. Hello? I tapped on Kitty Kavanaugh's red front door, then lifted the brass knocker and gave it a few thumps for good measure. Hello?
Mommy, can I ring the doorbell?
Sophie asked. She stood on her tiptoes and waved her fist in the air.
No, it's my turn, said Sam, kicking his sneakered feet against one of the half-dozen perfectly spherical pumpkins beside Kitty's front door. Halloween was a week away, and we'd only gotten around to carving our single jack-o'-lantern the night before. It had come out crooked, and its right side had rotted and caved in overnight, and it looked like we had a sadistic stroke victim parked on our porch. When I'd lit the candle, all three kids had cried.
My turn, said Jack, shoving his younger by 3 minutes brother.
Don't push me,
cried Sam, shoving back. Sophie, then Sam, then Jack, I said. 2 degrees in English literature, a career in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?